action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why you so fly? He said, Funky Comadina.
Baby, a little Funky Comadina. Welcome back. Thanks for riding to the break with us. Your host, Ray, your handsome but yet humble host, the Vogelvogger, Matty G, on a Saturday morning. Here we are. The Iceman cometh. We're talking about a true pioneer in ice fishing, the godfather of ice fishing, the Michael Waddell of ice fishing. Maybe Michael Waddell's the Gents of hunting.
Ooh.
Could be the Dave Gents of hunting. You think of that? We're going to be talking about ice fishing, right? I remember, you know, traveling, working the shows in the wintertime, going up through Wisconsin and Michigan and that. I'd be the reps, and they wanted to take me ice fishing. I said, are you crazy? I saw Suburbans out on the ice. I said, they actually drive out there? Oh, yeah, they got entire communities out there when they're ice fishing. I said, that's insanity. This is a big deal. You know, we talk about turkey hunting, and look, they're cutting holes in the ice right now, turkey hunting and deer hunting. But ice fishing trailhead, Michigan's Western Upper Peninsula, look at all that. And they have actual shows. Ultimate Show, the Ice Fishing Fanatic. Fun for the whole family. Ice fishing. Enter the ultimate ice fishing giveaway. Enter to win an ice castle fish house. I remember when the Cabela's boys used to drive up there. That was the biggest deal in the world, to go out and get on the ice and do fish in big tournaments. Letting everybody know, especially you Southern Missouri boys, this is a big deal. This is serious, okay?
Let's tell our Southern Missouri boys the ice has to be so thick.
Yeah, all they need is just an auger to get a small enough hole to get a stick of dynamite down. That's how they ice fish down in Shannon County. So they ice fish in Iowa, don't they? In northern Missouri, northern Illinois, so we're pretty close. I mean, we should be able to talk to an ice man about this. Silver medalist, 92 World Fishing Championship, co-author of Fisherman In Book, Ice Fishing Secrets, author of Bluegills, co-author, travels from Minnesota to Maine, Manitoba, teaching methods of ice fishing, inducted into the Minnesota Hall of Fame, Wall Street Journal. This guy's asking on here, says, does anyone have a Dave Gents Legacy Series pole combo? There's a team ice shanty. I mean, this ice stuff is real. And they're asking on here, when does ice fishing start in Iowa? Is it in December? And he's got the fishing reel. He's got this combo. He's got a cool fishing reel. See that there? Dave is basically, for you hunters, he's the Michael Waddell of ice fishing. Dave travels all over. Let's do a little intro. Let's put this guy on the show. I need to talk to this guy. Let's do a little ice. Here we go.
Yeah, I love baby.
Yeah, he's as cold as ice. The Iceman cometh. Dave Gents. Hey, Dave, welcome, my friend.
Dave, it's great to be on with you guys.
What's going on with you, Dave?
Oh, I'm sitting out on a frozen lake in northwestern Minnesota. You know, well, I just caught a northern, probably 3 pounds. That's my first fish of the day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but I'm fishing for, you know, bluegills and crappies. That's what I'm fishing for.
Bluegill and crappies. You drilled a hole in the ice, right?
You got it. I got it. 6-inch hole in the ice that I drilled with my DeWalt drill, and I'm sitting here watching my sonar, and I'm actually in my little hut, so it's, you know, toasty as being in the house.
Oh, okay, you're being toasty. Well, see, that was my next question. Are you just sitting out on the ice, or are you in a wax shack, or what are you doing?
I'm in a little fish hut that I designed called Fish Trap.
Fish Trap, yep.
And it's, you know, I don't have the heater turned on. The sun is shining, it warms up. You know, and I'm dressed to be outside, so when
right.
Slip up this little house, and you know, it's toasty. I just don't want to have to wear my gloves.
I guess it'd be harder to fish with gloves, correct? I'm not an ice fisher.
Yeah, you know, I've got a little miniature rod and reel here, a Legacy Series rod with 2-pound test on it, and a little jig that I'm bouncing down there, and I can feel it bouncing down, and I'm just waiting until I can't feel it.
Yeah, okay. Now, all this stuff you're talking about is from your years and experience in ice fishing and all the work you've done, and this is stuff you've designed, right?
Yes, it is. All the stuff that I just talked about is stuff that I've, you know, put together in the garage to start with.
Right.
You know, now it's, you know, you can buy it all over the world now.
Yeah, all you got to do is Google Dave Gents and take a look at all the stores that are carrying all the rods and reels and all the good stuff. All designed strictly for ice fishing. I mean, it's designed to make you a successful ice fisherman.
Yeah, you know, I've got a 26-inch rod that I'm fishing with, but it's really a 6-foot rod built in miniature.
Okay.
You know, it's got all the bends in the right places.
Yeah.
And it's made to handle this light line, so I can land, you know, any size fish on this. Landed northern pike in the teens on 2-pound test. Takes time.
Wow, that's amazing. So are you just out there by yourself, or you got a group with you? Or you
oh, no,
TV?
There's a group of us. There was 6 of us stayed at a cabin last night, and they called me about I was about dark last night from Rockford, Illinois, and wanted to know how the ice was, and I told him that we were going to be on Island Lake. That's where we are. At 8 o'clock, he was here from Rockford, Illinois.
Wow.
him and his son.
Well, you know, so there's
some diehard ice fishermen out there.
Yes, indeed. Well, see, what I'm trying to tell my listeners, especially my Southern Missouri listeners, that what you guys are doing, this is like their deer camp. I mean, you guys camp, you stay at a cabin, you guys get together, you're in a group, you're out fishing. This is no different than deer hunting camp or a turkey hunting camp or any type of camp, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Ice fishing is a much more sociable sport than open water fishing because you're out there and, you know, you go out on the ice with some people around and you're talking and visiting. In the summertime, if there's other boats out there and you're close enough to talk, somebody's mad at you.
That's true. Yeah. I didn't think about that. Man, you sure do a lot of shows too, Dave. I mean, you get to do a lot of fishing. You get people that look at you guys, you professional guys, and you tour the circuit and you do the seminars and you're doing the television stuff and the commercials and stuff. You still like the fishing part too.
I love it. You know, we look forward to that. You know, we're not taking chances. We've got, you know, I got my lift suit on that would float me if I fell through and I'm walking with a Bud Bar ice chisel. Stay safe. But, yeah, I love this ice fishing. I'd sooner ice fish than summer fish.
Okay. And this is...
I went so far as I built a boat last year that I cut 8-inch holes in the floor of it and put a standpipe up so the water can't come in. And I take my sonar and I fish through the hole in the bottom of the boat.
That's awesome. You don't have a truck or anything out on it, do you? Because I never did understand
No, we're walking right now. But
when I was telling the guys before we got you on, when I used to go up north and work shows in the wintertime, and I'd see trucks and stuff out on the ice, it just freaked me out. I couldn't believe people would go out on the ice like
that. Well, I've had a few people from Southern United States Outdoor Raiders, and, you know, you drive them out on the lake and say, yeah, we're here. Well, when are we going to be on the lake? We are on the lake.
Yeah. I bet there was a pucker factor on that one.
Yeah. But then they get out, and you give them a drill, and they start drilling through this thick ice, and then they feel a lot safer. I didn't catch one here in the last couple of minutes. It's time for me to go cast somewhere else. That means drill a new hole.
Well, you can't leave yet because we're talking to you. You're not going anywhere until we get done with you.
I'm only in my second hole, so.
Okay.
This things that you have out there, these shacks, yeah, we're looking
Vulgar's
at the fish
going
trap.
Crazy over the claim. I wanted to ask you about that, Dave, because you invented the, what do you call it, Vulgar?
Fish trap?
The fish trap, yep.
I'm seeing if Vogler's paying attention. And I know that Clam makes those now, but didn't you originally design that yourself? That was your own deal?
Yes. You know, it was in my family since I've been, you know, single digits in age.
Okay.
But in, you know, the 70s, I started making a few and selling them to my friends. And, you know, in 1980, it became a business and, you know, started paying taxes. I guess that's how it becomes a business.
That's how it becomes a business. And now it's mass-produced with the Clam Corporation. You work for them. You've been mentioning a lot of the great products you work for. But you just, like, plowed the road straight ahead in this ice fishing and went places that nobody ever heard of.
Yeah, and then, the technique of using your sonar, you know, taking your sonar out of your boat and taking it with you out on the ice.
Yeah,
and using it, you know, that was unheard of, you know, 25 years ago. And now pretty much up here in Minnesota, everybody's got a sonar when they're out there on the ice of some sort. I prefer the Vexilar. That's my go-to. That's FLX28. And I got it mounted right in front of me here. And I'm watching my hook go up and down on the screen. And if a fish comes in, I'm going to see that fish on there. And now it's like playing a video game with live players on the other end.
That is so cool. That's so cool. Out on the lake with a hole in it. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, Dave, in his own words, great piece. Sorry you had to deal with Mr. Strand so much to put this together. You know, I know how that is. I know how his interviews are. Trust me, brother. And I know you've been with him about as long as I have. And wow.
Yeah, it takes some time to get through it. But he's certainly a fun person to get interviewed by because he asks really good questions.
He does ask good questions. But you know how he used to convince me to sit there longer? He'd always bring me beer. Did he bring you beer?
No. I reached my quota.
Okay. I was looking at the video with your little fishing rod, and I can't help it, you know, because I'm not an ice fisherman. I thought when I first looked at it, I said, man, that's a tiny rod. But the size of the fish you were pulling up through the ice on that thing.
Yeah, you're inside this little shelter, so it's kind of hard to have a big, long fishing rod. And again, these are specially built rods that are designed to be that length. So, you know, you're not trying to cast them. I guess that's kind of what the length of the rod helps cast farther.
And all your products, all your Dave Gents endorsed products and all the different companies and then all the different stores, where all can they find your stuff, Dave?
Yeah, that's correct. Cabela's. Bass Pro Shop. You know, them are, you know, things that, you know, we have our Fleet Farms.
Right.
You know, up in this country, but or you just go to, you know, clam.com and you can buy them all that way too.
Right off the
check
website.
Out the catalog.
What about all these shows you're getting ready to go do and seminars? You're still doing the seminar circuit, right?
Oh yeah, we still, you know, go to these ice fishing shows and, you know, talk to, you know, literally thousands of people. You know, no matter where I stop and, you know, people crowd around me and I kind of hard to believe people asking for my autograph. I never would have dreamed that. Boy, you're the same way.
Wow, yes, exactly. When you said that, I went, wow, because I say that all the time. It's like, are you kidding? I mean, I do it because they ask, but I'm like, why? You know, I'm just a turkey hunter like anybody else, you know? That's so true, Dave. I think we're a lot alike in a lot of ways. I know we are as far as rugged good looks.
Yeah, you got that right.
Cool that we could get you on this morning, and you're on the ice actually fishing. And
it's a fun deal. We're going to have to actually get you up your ice fishing sometime.
Well, I'll probably need a therapist before. And does Clam still put those suicide prevention hotline numbers inside those ice clam things?
Yeah.
Oh, Dave.
Actually, we have, you know, whole side, I guess we'll call it. We'll actually come out and give you a little therapy right on the ice.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay. All right, Dave. Well, have a good day fishing. Thank you for coming on the show with us. Really, really was glad to get you on the show and finally get a chance to visit with you.
Okay, great. And Chris, too, I believe the other person there.
Yeah, the Vulgar Vogger.
Well, it's been really fun and looking forward. You know, it's just this time of the day. You'll find me on the ice somewhere almost. Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks, good. Dave. Have a great weekend. All right.
Okay, yeah, bye.
Unbelievable.
Dave Gintz, what a great guy. What a fun guy to talk to. Ice fishing. You know, I always give him all a bunch of crap about ice fishing, but it's cool. This
is
cool. This guy's a superstar. This guy's a rock star. You realize that? I need to take a break. See you on the other side.